Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We've all seen in the movies, in the cop movies or the cop shows or the gangster movies, a tracker device being planked onto a car. You've seen this. You've seen 100 shows where they've done a plank magnetic sticking on the back of a car. James Bond does it and it's in Narcos and all those cop shows. They're expensive, yokes. Very expensive. And then you have to follow the person before it goes, so it doesn't go out of range. If you ever watched, say, Criminal Minds or any one of those shows, they have to attach it and then follow it and keep it in range and all that kind of thing. But nowadays, thanks to a thing called an Apple AirTag, you don't have to follow so closely. Technology has taken over the equation and does it all for you. But typical of technology, it falls into the wrong hands. And perverts, stalkers, car thieves, of course, are taking note of this. Drug barons and people like that. We were in touch with a listener who suspects their phone was air-tagged. Avril Ronan joins me. Avril, of course, from Trend Micro. Avril, these are little things that you attach them to a key ring or you stick them into your handbag and you can't lose your keys, lose your handbag. But typical of all new technology, it's being put to the wrong use. Good morning.
It is. Like everything else, when it comes to technology, PDA can be used for benefit or abused. And I think the value of our conversation this morning is for everyone out there listening to be aware of an AirTag, what it is.
Yeah.
And Tiles as well is another one for Android and Apple. Yeah.
They're small. They're not the size of the disc you put into the trolley to do your shopping.
It's like a key fob.
Yeah,
absolutely. So if you think about your bike that you would die if something happened to it, you can actually discreetly hide an AirTag in under the saddle. And if that bike ever gets stolen, you can track it to see where it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
The same with your wallet. You can get a card, it can be slipped into a card. You can buy it with a card, so it looks like a credit card, and the AirTag is in it, and you can slip it into your wallet. So if you're like me and you lose everything, your wallet, you can find it on the app on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
The same with your keys. If you lose your keys all the time, some people, I mean, it can be used for a variety of things. And very useful. And cars as well. You can put it in your car just in case it was ever stolen. You can track it straight away.
Yeah.
But here's how it works. Okay, so AirTag it gives out a Bluetooth signal.
Right.
And the beauty of this being with Apple is that Apple's network has 1 billion devices connected to it all around the world. So I'm just going to explain how it works, right? So say you put the AirTag on your keys and you lose your keys.
Okay.
You go into Find My on your phone. And you find your AirTag and it'll tell you where it is.
Yeah.
What's happening is, now say you left your keys in the supermarket.
Yeah.
What the AirTag is going to do is it's sending off a Bluetooth signal and it's connecting with any Apple device in the store.
Right.
And those devices will send back to Apple's network.
They're bouncing the signal.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
Now, obviously, this is all done discreetly, anonymous and encrypted to protect privacy and everything, but the cloud network knows where it is, and then that sends a signal to the owner of the AirTag, which is you, to say, oh, your keys are in this location, and it'll geotag it and tell you exactly where it is.
That's a bit like Find My iPhone, isn't it?
Exactly. It's the exact same thing.
Right.
And can be used, you know, and if it's a thing, say you're on the beach and you lost your keys and you now know where the location, but you still can't see it, you can actually get it to make a sound. It can actually make a sound so you can hear it as well. Okay. To try and help you locate it. So a lot of benefits, but what can happen if it gets into the wrong hands and someone decides, these things cost about €35 in the Apple Store. People can maybe drop it in under the hub up over the wheel of your car if they fancy the car and decide that this is something that they want to take, or it could be a bicycle. Well, they won't use a bicycle, that's what we use it for, sorry. We use it to protect our bike, but then they literally track it and they decide then when they want to take it, or if it's somebody that they're stalking, as you say, it can be used to track somebody down, PJ.
Okay.
So what do you do?
Yeah. It's good technology, very useful, but in the wrong hands. I'm thinking in terms particularly of something like a controlling spouse could drop one into the behind the license plate of their other half's car, and they always know where they are, and your privacy's gone to pot. Or strangers who want to stalk you. We hear an awful lot about stranger stalking in America now. I'm not sure if it's such a big thing here, but stranger stalking very big in America. I was watching a piece about it the other night on the news, or some documentary or other. So something that is very handy could be used by any kind of a devil. So how do you combat that? Is there a way?
Yeah, there's a few ways. Now, it's not foolproof, but the first thing is, if you find the AirTag, you take the battery off it at the back. You twist it anti-clockwise, take the battery out, it doesn't work.
Right.
These batteries last 12 months, so it doesn't have to get charged or anything. So you just take the battery out. And on the battery, the back of it, there's a serial number. And when you buy an AirTag, it's actually registered to you as your Apple ID.
Right.
So you bring that then to the guards. You bring it to the guards, and the guardie can contact Apple, and Apple, if they have the serial number, can provide the serial number and Apple ID to the guardie or court of law. It would obviously have to go through, because of privacy and data protection and the protection of people and the owners of the AirTag, it would have to go through the courts.
Is there any way, some people might use them very legitimately, but is there any way for me, say, to sit in this room here, which is what, 10 by 10 by 10, whatever, and find all the air tags in the room? Is there any way for me to do that?
Well, okay, so for example, this person that's why we're having this call this morning, she actually got a notification. So if there's an AirTag that's not yours and it seems to be traveling around with you, your iPhone will tell you, you'll get a pop-up message saying AirTag found moving with you. The location of the AirTag can be seen by the owner. And that is probably one of the most creepiest things you'll ever get on your phone.
Yeah.
That there is something constantly traveling around with you. And how Apple have tried to combat this is this is the message. You will get a message if it's traveling around. That's what they're doing. And they also will do it within the first 24 hours at random. It used to be 3 days. Now it's within 28 to 24 hours that you will get that notice. So you're notified that there is something traveling around with you. And that then means that should trigger for you suspicion. Right. This is not right. There's something wrong here. And then, the first thing you need to do is find it. So you need to search everything. It could be the lining of your handbag, the lining of your coat. It could be, you're driving around in your car. It could be in your car. It could be outside your car, but hidden underneath somewhere. But you are notified. And
I'm hearing that, I'm told that popular places are, if you have a cap on your fuel, the little door that opens.
Yeah.
They're sometimes hidden in there, or up under the registration plate.
Yeah, it could be anywhere, and it's so small, you see, that's the worrying part.
Yeah.
So I know I was talking to Fergal earlier as well, and I advise that lady to, CCTV is obviously a great thing if you can narrow it down to exactly when it happened.
Yeah.
And if you can get help with CCTV. And the other thing then is get that car up in a pit and have a look all around inside and out, turn it upside down.
Yeah. Private detectives, of course, use scanners and all that kind of stuff, and they can pick the thing up. I suppose if you're really worried you should probably contact a private investigator or go to the guards. Do the guards, I don't know whether you know this or not, Avril, do the guards have technology that can find these things?
I don't know, but my guess would be they don't, and they would tell you to contact Apple directly. But if you don't have the serial number of the AirTag, meaning you can't find the AirTag, yeah, you're at a loss. And the thing is, if you have an Android device,
yes,
you're not going to get that notification.
Yeah, Samsung do them as well, don't they? They do something similar.
There's a tile for Android and app, yeah, but you can actually download an app that Apple put out there called Tracker Detect, and that on your Android device will... But you have to go into the app, and you have to do an actual scan to see if there's anything following you. So you'd have to be suspicious that someone might be stalking you or someone might be tracking you, and you can download that then. There's loads of them, but Tracker Detect is the one from Apple, okay, in relation to the AirTags.
Right.
But, I mean, Peter, this all comes down to your privacy and your safety. And before any AirTag, it's great that we're talking about it, but again, it comes back to privacy. And, you know, if you have a device, and all of us do, make sure you go into your settings and set your privacy up. Friends only. Turn off location services, yeah, on things you don't need. I mean, if you have Snapchat on your device and you have the map on for everyone to see publicly, that's as good as an AirTag. Anyone can see you.
Yeah.
So, you know, it comes down to the choices you make, the privacy and safety settings. They're on our devices. You just have to play around and find them. Lock everything down. Yeah. Obviously, you'd need location services for things like Google Maps, or it's not going to work for you. And your password, you know, long, strong passwords, so people can't hack in. Antivirus software on your device, anti-malware it's called these days.
Yeah.
If there's anything, if there's spyware on your device, it's going to be tracking you on your device.
You kind of can't be careful enough, can you?
I think what
we were going to have the conversation about was awareness, Avril, which I think we've done, which is great. And thank you for that. That's Avril Ronan from Trend Micro. AirTags, very handy things. You know, women put them into their handbags. Fellas put them into their wallets. Attach them to your keys. You'll never lose them. Problem is, other people can find you that you mightn't want them to find you, and they can slip one of these things into your jacket or your wallet or whatever, and they know where you are, and they can find you and follow you. It's great technology, but it's a tad sinister. Thank you, Avril.
Cork's 96 FM.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.